The College Experience, Minnesota at Maryland preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by MyBookie.ag. Winning season continues at MyBookie, and they're now offering a free $20 bet with the promo code SGP20. That's MyBookie.ag, promo code SGP20 to get a free $20 bet with your first deposit only at MyBookie.ag. We're also brought to you by Thrive Fantasy. Thrive Fantasy is a new daily fantasy sports app built specifically for player props. Download the app in the App Store and use the promo code SGP for an instant deposit match up to $50. That's ThriveFantasy.com, promo code SGP. Sign up and prop up today. We're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in paperhead providers, and they make it super easy for you to start your own sports book. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by Sean Green. Sean Green's latest comedy album, This Loss Hurts Us All, is available everywhere. iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, and wherever you get your comedy. So check it out. This Loss Hurts Us All by Sean Stacking the Money Green. Welcome to the College Experience, Minnesota Golden Gophers at Maryland Terrapin style. My name is Colby Swinging, Dantabase Dan, a.k.a. Pick Dundee, in the place to be. That's not a pick. This is a pick. And we're picking Big 10. I almost said Big 12. Big 10 action. Got a big game on Friday night. Gonna row the boat, baby. Row the boat, as PJ Fleck has done so well in his career. They need a rebound too. The Gophers, obviously, this has been a crazy season. A lot of preseason talk. A lot of people love the Gophers this year, and they came out and lost to Minnesota, and I mean not Minnesota, to Michigan. And you know, Michigan clearly was the better team. I know what, 6 or 7 players were out with COVID, including their kicker and punter. And their best linebacker, perhaps, and a key defensive back, and you know, that sucks. It sucks, man. But this is something that's going to hit every team in college football this year, as you're seeing with Wisconsin currently, and a bunch of other teams. Well, what's weird is Wisconsin has 7 players out, and they get the game canceled. Minnesota has 7 players out, but they play. I don't understand the protocol here, but regardless. Gophers open up 0-1, so that makes this game huge. Now Maryland on the other side of things. Unfortunately, I'm an East Carolina guy, guys. Scotty Montgomery is the OC of Maryland, and he's the guy that I really blame East Carolina's failures for. East Carolina was a very good mid-major for about 30 to 40 years, and I mean, you could argue 50 years, even some of the Pat Dye years in the late 70s, early 80s. And out of nowhere, they fire Ruffin McNeil for Scotty Montgomery, the hot new hire. And he destroyed our program. We're still trying to recover from it. And then he became Maryland's offensive coordinator after we fired him. And Maryland has been horrible with him there. Now, Mike Locksley also doesn't have a good track record. I know he was a Saban assistant, but he's been pretty horrible wherever he's been a head coach. And I believe he's 6-46 as a record. I think I'm going to, let me double check that, but you got to wonder what's going on in College Park, because I mean, I don't understand how anyone's a coach when you have a record. Yeah, he is on his career as a head coach, 6-42. 6-42, right? I made the mistake last week, because last year I started fading Maryland all year and it made me money. But I said, hey man, they're getting 12.5 against Northwestern. Northwestern couldn't do anything last year. I knew Northwestern got Peyton Ramsey, which I liked that move. I thought he was better than Hunter Johnson, but still I thought 12.5, it's a COVID season, no spring ball. for Ramsey and company, I think I got to take Maryland in the 12.5. What the fuck was I thinking? I was way wrong in that game. That was small Dick Dundee there, but it was a horrible game. And then you go to honestly, they lost 43-3. That Northwestern doesn't beat anybody 43-3. So that's a really, really bad loss. And when you really dive into the stats on this, before I even get to the actual stats, well, actually, you know what? I'll start off with the player stats. Let's start off with player stats. Minnesota. Tanner Morgan, obviously, look, you give Don Brown a month to prepare for you. Don Brown is as good as it gets for a defensive coordinator. I really believe that. Surprised he's not a head coach yet. But you know, giving him a month to prepare for Minnesota's offense, that's a huge advantage for Michigan. I know I was on Minnesota's side on that one. I didn't think Joe Milton would be nearly as good as he was. And then obviously I didn't know the seven players were out, but Morgan, 18 of 31, 197, one touchdown, one pick. Not the greatest game. Only 6.4 yards of completion. Had the huge fumble that got returned for a touchdown. It wasn't really Tanner Morgan's fault, but yeah, I mean, this guy's still a big time quarterback in college football, and I expect him to have a huge game this Friday night. Running the ball, Muhammad Ibrahim, kid's a stud, 26 for 140, 5.4 yards of rush, two scores, and that was against Michigan's defense, which I think is elite. Now he plays Maryland's defense. Guys, me and NC Nick do a college football DFS lineup, right? Podcast. We do a whole podcast on Friday morning coming. It comes out every week, but we turn in a lineup, and you're a fool if you're not going to play this guy against Maryland, unless he's got COVID or something. But yeah, I mean, I expect him to have a gigantic game as there. And then obviously the kid that, you know, opted out and then opted back in, Rashad Bateman, the kid from the state of Georgia, 9 for 101 against Michigan. I expect him to torch Maryland and really get it going. They also have Chris Altman Bell, only 1 for 45 yards. Good average there, but got to get him the ball more. Also the tight end, Kat Kieft, I'm probably butchering that, 2 for 29 and a score. And Ibrahim out of the backfield, but I would like to see him spread it around more, and I think they're going to have that opportunity against Maryland. Kicking the ball, they were 3 for 3, 1 for 1 on field goals with the 29 yard. And that's pretty impressive considering they didn't have their starting kicker. Defensively, I got to have more than one sack in a game. I mean, you would want more. I mean, Milton's an elite quarterback from what I just saw. If he can consistently do that, then they'd do what he did. Cause he can scramble, which makes it harder to grab a sack. But also, you'd like to think at home playing against a team that has struggled offensively over the past year. I will say this though, Gattis has got that offense looking really good. So perhaps this stat might look a lot better. Didn't force any interceptions, did have a forced fumble. Would like to see the defense create some more turnovers. I think they'll have that opportunity against the Terps. So, but if you look at the defense, we don't know with COVID who's out, who's in, 21 day protocol in the Big Ten. But I can tell you on the defensive backfield, you got to like Jordan Howden and Tyler Newbin. And I mean, Newbin led the team in tackles, also had the forced fumble. That's the guy you really want to circle from that week one performance. Mariano Sorimarin, good game as well at linebacker. On the defensive line, I guess Keontae Shad would be the one you circle. Didn't see enough of them. I mean, the one sack was applied by Mafe. I'm probably butchering that name too, or Maf. But you like to see them. They stood out to me. I rewatched that game. They got to get to the quarterback better. And I think they'll get that opportunity. Maryland on the other end started, Tolia Tagovailoa, with the brother of Tua. And he was just 14 of 25, 94 yards, just 3.8 yards of completion and 0 touchdowns, 3 picks. Now Maryland did have Josh Jackson opt out. That's tough because Jackson probably would have been the starter, but I think he was annoyed when they had Tagovailoa transfer there. This Maryland offense couldn't do much. It could not do much. Jake Funk, the leading rusher, 6 for 35. You got to commit to the run more than that, but I understand they were down by a lot of points. They also got Boone and Jacobs back there to get all together. These guys, 64 yards total rushing, 3 yards a carry. That's not going to get you many wins. Receiving the ball, Dante DeMus Jr., 4 for 41. He was their pretty much their top wideout. Deshaun Jones had 5 catches, but only 37 yards. Demas had 41 yards, and DeGennard had 42 yards, but none of them scored. And yeah, I don't know where you go offensively. Like I said, I'm a Scotty Montgomery. He's never once impressed me. Even when he was at Duke, before ECU hired him, I was a skeptic of his offenses at Duke. He might be a nice guy too. Like I don't I don't have any animosity towards him as a human being. He seems like a decent dude, but I've never once been impressed by his play calling. I don't understand what the hype is about. So yeah, Maryland's kicker 0 for 0 in extra points, 1 for 1 on field goals, long of 33. Defensively, they were just a mess. Chance Campbell, though, clearly the best player on the defense from a week ago with 14 tackles. I mean, this team didn't have a sack all game, didn't have an interception or a forced fumble. They did not force one turnover. That's not going to get you much. I mean, you can look elsewhere and say, okay, well, they had other, you know, Eli, the other linebacker, had 8 tackles. Defensive lineman Okanoya had 7 tackles. That's good. And Nick Cross at defensive back and Jordan Mosley had a decent amount of tackles, but you got to turn the ball, especially against Northwestern. Come on now. They got to be better than that. Now, what I was going to mention is why I think this is a Pick Dundee special is I think this line's off. My bookie right now in Vegas is telling me what is it? It's at Minnesota minus 19.5. I think this is blowout city. Minnesota needs this win to keep up with the field. I think Maryland is going to be awful this year. And not only this year, take into account this, I'm going to say like what, probably 7 of their last 9 games. Okay. They lost to Northwestern 43-3 this past week. You go back to last year, this Maryland team was basically like the UMass of Power Fives, right? They lost to Nebraska in College Park, Maryland, 54-7. They lost at Ohio State, 73-14. That's a 59-point loss. They lost to Michigan in College Park, 38-7. They lost to Minnesota, 50, the same Minnesota team for the most part. You know, I mean, sure, they lost some players, but 52-10. They lost to Purdue, 40-14. They lost to Penn State, 59-0. I mean, just royal ass whoopings. And then even if you go to the year before they had some real big ass whoopings, 38-3, 24-3, 23-0. I mean, 42-21, 35-14, just a lot of true ass whoopings. And I think this is an opportunity to make some easy cash. I think Minnesota rolls in College Park, Maryland. Tanner Morgan, Rashad Bateman get it going in the run game. The run game is going to just run through Maryland. This team is just, it's not where it needs to be. And it clearly shows. You look at that stat sheet. You're doing that against Northwestern. I know Pat Fitzgerald. I love Pat Fitzgerald, but that this Minnesota team is much more talented than Northwestern. So give me the Gophers to roll big in College Park. That's a Pick Dundee lock. Make some money on Friday night with them. And yeah, this is the college experience, guys. If you're a first time listener, we handicap every single Division I college football and college basketball game. We do solo episodes like this all the time for big games. Sometimes I'm joined by my co-host Patty C and NC Nick, but right now we've just been, it's a solo episode. I'm in New Mexico currently. So please subscribe. We're available on all platforms. And yeah, if you give us a 5-star on iTunes, I'd really appreciate it. I'd really appreciate that. And if you do that, take a screenshot, tag me at the Colby D on Twitter, and I'll send you out some college experience merch. We'll put you in a raffle to win some merch, but don't worry. We'll figure a way to figure something out. Please do that though. And Patty C is on Twitter at PattyC831. NC Nick's on Twitter at NC_NICK. Make sure you check out our DFS podcast for the DraftKings heads out there. And yeah, we pick every game. Make sure you go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com. The sheet is up there every single for college basketball every day, college football every day. Get over there, check it out. Sports Gambling Podcast is on Instagram on Twitter at the SGP Network. Make sure you give them a follow. This is the College Experience, Minnesota at Maryland style. Take Minnesota minus the 19.5 points. Cash in. You better start thinking about yours, and we out.